Uktzin, chapter 1, Mishnah 3. Elu mitamin umatamin velomit starfin. These things transmit impurity, receive impurity, but do not combine. Meaning the things that we're about to list in this Mishnah are considered a yad, a handle to the food, and therefore fall into that category. And they are shosha, shum, vabitsalim, vakafloitos, bismanshan, yevashim. The roots of garlic and onions and leeks when they are dry. We said in the last Mishnah that when they're moist, they provide moisture to the bulbs, and therefore they are considered in some way a shomer, a guard to the bulb. But when they've dried out, they're not considered a shomer anymore. Now they are just considered a yad, because you can pick them up. You can pick the bulb up by the dried roots. Va'amud she'eino mekuvan keneged ha'oichel. The stalk, which is not next to the bulb, meaning the stalk that extends above the bulb, that stalk is not considered a shomer. It doesn't protect the bulb in any way, but it is considered a handle, because you can pick up the bulb by that stalk that extends up. V'yad haparkil tefach mikan v'tefach mikan, the handle of a vine. So a vine, if you can picture the vine, and then coming off the vine, hanging down, will be the cluster of grapes. So the vine itself, the branch of the vine, is considered a handle, but only a tefach this way and a tefach that way, says the Mishnah, because a tefach is all you need to hold onto the cluster of grapes and carry it. So only a tefach each way is considered a yad. Yada eshkol kol shehu, then the handle of the actual Ishkol, of the actual bunch of grapes. So this is the part connecting the bunch of grapes, the central stem connecting the bunch of grapes up to the vine. That is considered a handle. And the difference here is it doesn't matter how long that this is now. The whole part of it is considered a handle. V'zanav shel eshkol sheriknoi, also the tail of the grapes that have been stripped. So the tail of the grapes is the bottom end of the cluster, and if the grapes are removed from the bottom end of the cluster, revealing just the stem, so that stem is also considered a yad. It's also considered a handle, because you can carry the bunch of grapes by that. V'yad ha-machbed shel tmara arba tfachim, the handle of the broom, so to speak, it's called a broom, of dates, arba tfachim, four handbreadth. So this is, if you look at the way a date grows on a tree, on the palm tree, so the it forms like a cluster of dates, and connecting that cluster of dates to the tree is what they call the handle of the broom. The whole thing looks like a broom, so that's what they call the handle of the broom. Now up to four tfachim is the amount that is normally used, and that is considered a yad. The kana shel shibolet shloisha tfachim. Also, the stalk of an ear, three tfachim. Meaning if you've got wheat in the field and it's reaped, so they chop off part of the stalk with the ears of wheat. So the part of the stalk up to three tfachim, what's normally cut off in when they're normally harvested, and that was used to bind the wheat together. So that is also considered a handle. V'yad kol haniktsarim shloisha. And also the handle actually of any reaped, the stalk of any reaped produce, up to three tvachim, is considered a handle. V'sha ein darkan lekatzer, and anything which is not reaped, meaning that it's uprooted. If you've got any crop where they didn't cut off the crop, they uprooted the whole thing. So yadan v'sha shein kol shein, so then the whole thing is considered a handle. Of the non-food part, the rest of it is considered a handle, because that's the normal way that they used to harvest it. And once it had been harvested, so then they would carry it by the parts of it that were not the food. Umalin shel shibalan, the hairs of the ears of corn. So the hairs coming off the top of the corn, those were also considered handles, because it was of the wheat. Hairs coming off the top of the wheat, because the wheat could be picked up by these hairs and carried. Hara'elu, all of these things, says the Mishnah, as we said in the beginning, mitamin, Umatamin velot mitstafin. They are transmit impurity, receive impurity, and they do not combine because they are considered handles.